Try to answer your questions. That was quick.
How'd the interview process go for you?
Yeah, you know what? That happened over a course of a couple days at the end of last week, and you know, I enjoyed the conversations that I had, but I was able to quickly kind of put that on the back burner as we got ready for this week's game.
What is this time like, though, as you're sort of waiting to hear back from some of those teams while also getting ready for a playoff game?
Yeah, I think we as coaches our whole lives have learned how to stay in the moment. And it's, again, you know, you do one thing, then you move on to the next. And so I really enjoyed the time I spent with those teams. You know, but quickly just get back into preparing for the Saints. And fortunately, this is a team that we played before. So part of the feel was kind of like a division game. So we had a lot of the work done. We obviously spent a lot of work last week on the three teams that we might play. And then once we found out Sunday night who we were going to play, we quickly got to the task of getting ready to play the Saints.
Pat, when you're going through that interview process, you've obviously been through it, but I mean, do you lean on people like Coach Zimmer that have gone through this interview process recently to kind of pick their brains on the approach when you're interviewing for head coaching jobs?
When you go talk to people, you obviously prepare as, you know, each situation is different. You know, every team right now that's not playing in the playoffs has quickly turned their focus to how am I going to improve my team. And these are teams that are looking for a head coach. So they've got that as part of their process. And so, you know, there were very, you know, easy conversations in terms of what your philosophy might be. But as I mentioned, you know, I approached all of them with the same mindset and then quickly put it on the back burner.
Now that those interviews are done, have any negotiations started with any of the teams? I mean, I know that's part of the process.
There's another time to talk about all that stuff. As I mentioned, our whole focus right now is playing the Saints.
Coach Drew Brees and Case finished number one and number two in completion percentages here. What do you see in their different quarterback styles that still result in that accuracy rate?
Yeah, I think they're very similar in terms of their approach to the game. They know how important a completion is. It's important for your offense. A short completion sometimes can turn into a long gain. So their appreciation for that shows up, and it's similar. They also know how to drive the ball down the field. You know, we're two of the top teams in terms of getting the ball down the field, so they understand that as well. And they understand that they need to play a good, consistent game and take care of the football to help their teams win.
You're a shorter quarterback like both of those guys are. I guess, how does that change your approach in terms of trying to find throwing lanes and make sure you don't get balls batted down?
They do, and typically shorter quarterbacks, just by the nature of being behind very tall blockers and rushers, get balls batted down. But I think Case and Drew do a very good job of finding a lane to throw the ball in. And if they can't, you know, they'll clear their vision by moving around in the pocket or escaping the pocket. And so, you know, I think all quarterbacks have a skill set that they play to, and both Case and Drew do that.
I suppose in some ways, too, when you are short, you've been short your whole career, you have to learn how to manage that and just figure out how to.
I'm assuming they've both been shorter their whole life, you know, so they, you know, they get used to it, you know, their style of play.
Yeah, but it's one of those things where, I mean, like you say, you have to play within your style. And does that, do you kind of become more resourceful as a quarterback earlier when you're kind of dealing with that?
I don't know. I think, you know, we just addressed it, that you play to your style and you play to your skill set. And it's important for us as coaches to know that and be able to do the things that can help them.
You obviously had success last year with Sam, this year with Case. What's been the key to being able to incorporate different styles at quarterback and still have success?
Well, they're both very good football players, so that's where it starts. And then, you know, offensive systems are broad. You know, we have a lot of plays. We all like plays that work. And so what we try to do is just focus on the plays that fit the skill set of the quarterback that's playing. This game is about matchups. You know, what we think to be our three best receivers have been targeted the three most times. And so, you know, we just try to do what we can to get the ball in the hands of the good players and have the quarterback be able to do it in a way that fits his skill set.
And so how did you adapt it then to Case's strengths?
Well, I think what we've done is we've moved the pocket a little bit. We get the ball out quickly. And basically the way that we try to play offense can fit a guy that might be a little shorter in stature.
Coach, Cook, if the Vikings moving from 28th in the red zone last season all the way up to 9th, I mean, what do you think is the biggest thing that's enabled that to jump so far this year?
Well, I think first, we've done a really good job of making sure when we get down there, not back ourselves up. We really limited the turnover, number one. We had a couple last year. But the penalties that move you back. And so if we can stay ahead of the chains, then some of the things that we want to do as you approach the goal line, you're able to do. You get those long third down situations in the red zone, and then, you know, the script quickly flips toward the defense. So they'll let you get a completion, but it's hard to get it in. And so, you know, it's important that we're efficient down there. And then when we take our shots at it, we hit on them. And I think Case has done a good job of doing that.
If after Sunday's game you say to yourself that Case played well today, what will he have done?
Well,
what does playing well mean?
Well, in my mind, initially, it's he's helped us win the football game. That's first and foremost. And then, you know, I think you can look at it. You know, there's always things when we say he's played well that he'd want to do better.
I understand.
But I would say if he plays a good, efficient game, you know, we don't turn the ball over. You know, we have a chance to score touchdowns. He helps us do that. And genuinely, in a game like this, just helps us win the game.
I mean, what does that mean, though?
Play quarterback well. And I think we all know what that means. And I don't mean to be – I'm not trying to avoid
right,
the question.
Right, but it seems that like –
complete a lot of balls.
Different, okay.
Complete a lot of balls. There's certain things we ask him to do at the line of scrimmage to get us in the right play, do those things. If we take our shots, hit on them. You know, just all the things that you would look for a quarterback to do in any game.
Last two for Pat.
What is it about Remmer's skill set that allows him to be able to slide inside and play some guard?
Well, he's a good player. You know, he's got enough size where he can anchor down, but he's also a guy that can move around, and he uses his hands well. He works well together with the guard if he's playing tackle, and certainly the tackle if he's playing guard. He's very smart. I consider him a fast blinker, so when things move around in there, he's able to kind of sort through it. And so, you know, we knew he had played other positions, but he's proven to us that he's a pretty multiple guy.
Coach, I guess another O-line question. From both a coach's perspective and as someone who also played center yourself, I mean, what have you seen from Joe Berger and just what he's been able to bring to the team as far as versatility and his skill set?
Yeah, it's important. First, to be a center, you got to be a good decision maker, and you can't be a slow blinker. You know, you're up there directing, and you've got to know what you're looking at, know when you see it, and pull the trigger. And I think Joe does that extremely well. Certainly Pat's done it well throughout the year. And so it comes down to that, being really good at what you do, and then being, some guys can't pull the trigger, or some guys, you know, are delayed in their communication, and Joe's not that way. And then beyond that, he can block his guy, and he works well in tandem with the guards. And so he's just a really good football player. He's had a great year for us.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. We'll have Coach Prefer up shortly.